Chapter 6. Finding Eliza. The next day, there was no sign of Eliza. She had disappeared during the night. Mr. Higgins and Colonel Pickering panicked when they discovered this. At the same time, however, Eliza was at Mrs. Higgins' house having tea. "You mean to say that after doing this wonderful thing for them, without a single mistake, that they didn't even thank you?" said Mrs. Higgins, shocked. "Not a word," said Eliza. "Well, that is just appalling. I would have thrown more than slippers at that terrible son of mine," Mrs. Higgins said firmly. At this very moment, Mr. Higgins and Colonel Pickering arrived at Mrs. Higgins' house to tell her the news of Eliza's disappearance. After the two men explained to Mrs. Higgins what had happened, she told them they had less sense than children. Mrs. Higgins then revealed that Eliza was hiding upstairs. Mr. Higgins felt relieved when his mother told him what happened. "Eliza came to me this morning. She passed the night walking about in anger and despair. She told me of the terrible way you two treated her," his mother exclaimed. "Perhaps we were a little inconsiderate. Is she very angry?" asked Colonel Pickering, concerned. "Well, I'm afraid she won't go back to Wimpole Street. However, she says she is quite ready to forgive you and remain on good terms," said Mrs. Higgins. She then called for the maid to get Eliza. A minute later, Eliza entered and appeared to be completely at ease. She greeted the men with perfect speech and manners. Mr. Higgins was angry because he thought she was making fun of him playing the lady. Eliza ignored him and instead focused her attention on Colonel Pickering. "I owe you so much, Colonel Pickering," Eliza said gently. "It's not because you paid for my dresses. I know you are generous with everybody. But it was from you that I learned good manners. That is what makes one a lady, isn't it? Professor Higgins was a bad influence, always using bad language and showing bad manners." As Higgins' face turned redder and redder, Eliza calmly continued. "You see, really and truly, Colonel, the difference between a lady and a flower girl is not how she behaves, but how she's treated. I shall always be a flower girl to Professor Higgins because he always treats me as a flower girl, and always will. But I know I can be a lady to you because you always treat me as a lady and always will." With that, Eliza stood up and walked to the door of the room. "Thank you so much for the tea, Mrs. Higgins, but I believe that I need to be going."